when we read Bhagavad Gita, that 12th chapter, we discuss the devotional service. In this 12th chapter, Krishna explains what sort of devotees are very, very dear to me. Now, all these qualities, let me read this translation first. I will skip Sanskrit. So I will just read some translation, because this particular verse relates to that, the qualities of Draupadi. Krishna says to Arjun, he said, he by whom no one is put into difficulties. Every word is very, very powerful. Generally, we just read it and we think that we have understood. But each word is so powerful. In order to follow the words, to follow the instructions of Krishna, generally it takes lifetimes. Look at the one sentence Krishna says, he by whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Next verse says, my devotee who is not dependent on ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who does not care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge and who is engaged in devotion, so such a devotee is very dear to me. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. See, each word, the full surrender to Krishna, Krishna explains, these sort of devotees are dear to me, who has got these qualities. The Pandavas are exhibiting all these qualities which are described in this 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Draupadi is exhibiting all these qualities. That's why they are very dear to Krishna. Krishna spent most of his time in Hastinapur. In Dwarka, they used to lament. Krishna always goes to Hastinapur. Why? Because these devotees had all these qualities. That does not mean that Dwarka Vasis did not have. But Krishna was always in taking care of his friends Pandavas. And here you see that Draupadi is saying, just leave him, you know, because he killed. Can you imagine what sort of how traumatized they were whole life? What sort of difficulty they were put in? You know, by accidentally, if somebody says anything to us, our heart hurts. Because our heart is not clean. When we have a pus, you know, some boil, you touch it, it hurts. Contaminations. And Krishna, that Vedavyas, right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, dharam projita ketra parmo nirmat sranam stam. Pure-hearted stam. Stam means devotees. Who knows? Nirmatta Sranam. Whose heart is completely pure. Vedyam Vasu Matra Vastu. The Vastu, the actual, the supreme Vastu, Vastu, Vastu. The object, the topmost object is Krishna. Who can actually understand Krishna in actuality? And that sort of devotees, they can be devotees. But whose heart is 100% pure, pure-hearted devotees, they can know Krishna in actuality. Murshnam sahasresh yatti kashchit siddhate yatvam api kashchinma veti tatvata. Out of so many, person one become jnani out of thousand jnanis, one can know in actuality. Pure-hearted person. Now, Pandavas, they were pure devotees of Krishna. They're actually associates of Krishna. And their pastime, when they are put in difficulties, simply not on art daro yatha, just say like actors on the stage. But still they go to all the emotions. You know, when we were child, we used to go to Ramlila. Have you, in India, you see the dramas are different. Here we are different, dramas are different, but in India they do, you know, it's a different rasas, you know, no technology, no nothing. Somebody's from the behind the stage is saying the dialogue and the other person is repeating over there. It's a different. But then we used to worship them. Anybody who's playing the role of a Ram or a Lakshman or Krishna, we used to actually feel that this person, that Krishna has entered into this person. That's how we were taught by our parents. The moment you see them, you pay them obeisances. Because at that time, they are not ordinary persons. They are acting, that they are doing the role of Ram or Krishna. And we used to feel that actually this is Ram. Actually this is Sita. That's how the training was in the childhood. So similarly, when these associates of Krishna, Janam Karam, Chamit Divyam, these activities are divine. And when the associates of Krishna, when they actually perform these pastimes, they go through all the emotions. Otherwise, Yashoda Maiya, can you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead just playing in the laps of Yashoda? And that Supreme, the who is controller, who is the whole spiritual material world, you know, when you go to these Googles, you see how many universes are there? Billions and billions and billions of universes, stars, planets, they're only material world. Beyond, there's a spiritual world. And from him, and that Krishna, who manifests all these billions of universes, and who is controller of this, and that Supreme Personality of Godhead is playing in the laps of some woman. Can you imagine? And he's playing with the boys and the girls in Vrindavan. That's out of love. And they forget. If they don't forget, and sometimes Krishna with his own yoga maya, even he wants to forget that he's a god. He just plays like he is Krishna. And the associates of Krishna, even they forget he is God. And gopas, they don't care he is a God. They are just playing with him. He is just our Krishna. He is our darling Krishna. That's all. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan rasa is this. This is why Vrindavan is the highest rasa. Prabhupada said, Bombay is my office. Mayapur is my bhajan kutir. And Vrindavan is my home. Vrindavan rasa is different. And these associates of Krishna, even Pandavas, they were going through all these problems. They were experiencing all these problems. And actually Yudhishthira did ask Krishna. He said, Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you've taken care of us. Of course you've taken care of us every step. But why did not you came at the time when I was playing? No, sorry, it was not Yudhishthira. Sorry, I've forgotten. Oh yeah, I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember. I've forgotten the name of the person who asked. He asked Krishna. He said, Krishna, Pandavas are so dear to you, and every step you were for them. But why did not you protect them when they were losing at the gambling arena, when they were gambling? Why didn't you come at that time? Why do you let that happen? If you would have intervened at that time, protected them from the gambling match, and they would not lose, and there would be no war, and everything will be fine. Why do you do that? Why do you protect them? And Krishna said, actually, I was ready to protect them. He said, that time when Duryodhana, he invited Shakuni to play on his behalf, at that same time, I was outside the palace. I was waiting, but he did not call me. Yudhishthira did not call me. If Yudhishthira have asked me that on my behalf, Krishna will play on the behalf of Duryodhana, Shakuni is playing on behalf of Duryodhana, Yudhishthira would have asked me, can you imagine, I would not come? I was waiting. But he did not call me. He did not invite me. He thought he is able of doing this playing this gambling match. And he played the whole match by himself. And he lost. I was waiting. I know what's happening inside. I would not intervene. But when Draupadi called me, I went in. And Draupadi went with the full surrender. And then what did Krishna do? Krishna went. So the whole concept is that surrender, full surrender to Krishna. And they've gone through all these things, and Draupadi lost her 5 children. Can you imagine? What sort of suffering and pain and suffering is? There is a friend of mine, his brother-in-law lost a 25-year-old boy. Perfect healthy boy, just about 2 years ago. And he just had a heart attack. A young boy, 25, just had a heart attack and died. Now mother is traumatized. Mother cannot forget. She is in so much depression. So I invited her to Vrindavan. She's going through such a suffering because she lost her child. So you can imagine here, the quality of Draupadi, forgiveness. She's saying, no, don't. First she wanted to, you know, the person, Arjun promised, she said, okay, I will bring the head of the person who killed your 5 sons. You do the Pitra Tarpan. You stand on the head of this person. I promise you, Draupadi, I will bring that person. You stand on the head of the person and then you offer the Pitra Tarpan. And Arjun did. He captured Ashwastama, brought in front of Draupadi. There you go now. At that time, Draupadi said, no, forget him. Just forgive him. Just leave him. I am suffering. I don't want the Gautami, Dronacharya's wife. She suffers the way I am suffering. So please leave him. Spare him. He's a Brahman. Don't kill Brahman. Brahman are worship. We should worship Brahmans. This is called pure heart. And the second verse of Bhagavatam explains, Nirmatta Sananam Stam. This is Nirmatta Sananam Stam. This is called the purity heart. At present, the whole world is suffering. Prabhupada went to America. When Prabhupada went, I was standing here. I want to always mention, I request all of you, whenever you introduce Prabhupada, don't introduce them. He's a guru. Somebody, I was standing here, very old devotee. He had some group of people, Westerners, fine. He said, oh, this is our guru. This is not our guru. This is not just ordinary guru. He is an acharya. These sort of personalities do not come. Guru can, anybody can know Krishna and become a guru. But acharyas like Prabhupada do not appear every day. Ramanuja. He is in the caliber of Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, these great personalities. He came, he's an Acharya. And we can introduce in that way that you may have heard the word guru, but this is a special guru. Prabhupada said, I have come to the Western world for the humanity at large. For humanity at large. Prabhupada is not just an ordinary guru. He has come not for to make Hindus, that I'll go to Western world or I convert them to Hindus. He did not come here to convert, to introduce Hinduism. He came here to introduce what is Krishna. How one can relieve oneself from this entanglement of this material entanglement. For humanity at large, for anybody or everybody. Not even everybody, anybody who hears the name of Krishna, the plants and the birds and the beasts, anybody who hears these names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada is special. We can introduce that this is a, you may have heard a guru, but this guru is particularly came, which is portrayed in the scriptures, that Prithiti ache jate nagaradi gram sutra prachara hoive miranam. The gurus normally used to preach only in India, but this guru is mentioned in the scriptures that he will preach to the whole world. Preach to everybody. No discrimination. Why he came to the whole world? What did he say to the world when he came? He said, no, you're not this body, you're not, the whole world is, Tri Gurumai Evi Sarmidam Jagat, the whole world is thinking, I am this body, isn't it? The whole world. You go to India, you see there's so many dogs and one dog is thinking, this is my street, I am a dog, I am a dog of this street, I am a dog. And another dog comes, he barks at them. Why? Because he's thinking, I'm this, he's in this body. By nature, whatever body he has got, he thinks that that's what he is. So one may be a cat or a dog or any animal, that's what we think. And that's exactly what, when we are in the whole world, Krishna explained, Tri Gunamari Bhavi Evi Sarmidam Jagat. The total Jagat is thinking that I am this body. And when it comes, I am this body, then what is come? I, me, and mine. And the whole world is fighting, one nation is fighting with another nation, why? On the bodily concept. That this is my nation, and the other says this is my nation. Nobody is free. We are entrapped in this world. We are thinking I am free, I am living in a free world. We are not living in a free world. We cannot get out of England without a visa, without a passport. We cannot cross the borders on this, in this planet Earth. From one, there's so many countries. I don't know how many, 178, 200, whatever the name is. We can't go from one country to another country. We are prisons. We are prisoners. Can you imagine? We can't, we are now free. Fighting on the name of this bodily concept. Man is trying to show his superiority. Why there are so many divorces going on? Very simple. Man is thinking he is superior. He is trying to show his superiority. And the woman is trying to prove her equality. No, I'm not. You're not superior. I'm equal to you. On this concept, their fighting is going on. And this is called contamination. Kama, krodh, lobha, moha, ahankara, matsarata. False ego, ahankar, my way or highway, isn't it? That's the whole problem is going on. Until we don't solve this problem from the heart, it's very difficult. We cannot get out of this material world. We have to sort this problem. Otherwise we can't. If we want spiritual life, then this problem has to be sorted out. And thus, mal. If he, there is a mansi samyak pranate amale. When Vedavyas, when he saw Krishna along with the Maya, how did he see the Krishna with the Krishna and Maya? With the mercy of his guru, Devrishi Narad, bhakti yogena mansi samyaka. 100% with the full devotion, pure devotion. Then what could you see? Once, because his heart is full of devotion with Krishna, free, samyak pranhite amale, free from mal. Mal means actually stool. Dirt, we use the word dirtiness, dirt, is actually stool. It's a mal, mal mutra, tyag, visarjan. We have to leave it. We can't. If somebody, you know, whenever, every day, one has to evacuate. Otherwise, body will not function. We cannot eat. We have to evacuate this. Similarly, if one wants to relish the pure devotional to Lord Shri Krishna, one has to evacuate these qualities. What is that? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, ahankara, matsarata. If I'm not wrong, I heard a long time ago this lecture of His Holiness Giriraj Swami. And now I'm not sure it was Shridhar Mari lecture or I can relate that. I will confirm with Guru Maharaj anyway. But once he asked Prabhupada, that problem of enviousness, he said, Prabhupada, I have got a problem. What's the problem? He said, feeling envy. He said, so what's the problem with if feeling envy? I heard the enviousness is matsarata, is bad. No, you can use everything for the service of Krishna. You can use that enviousness against Mayavadis. So we don't have to leave anything. You have to use, because it doesn't belong to us. Everything belongs to Krishna, so use that for the service of Krishna. So anger, we can even use pride for the service of Krishna. One can feel proud for a spiritual master. We can feel proud for Prabhupada, what Prabhupada has given. So everything, activity has to be used, and we have to purify our heart. At the moment we are thinking that, I want to use it. Yeah, mind hurts, you know, with the false ego. Anybody says anything, it really hurts, isn't it, sometimes? Somebody corrects us. Not only one devotee corrects another devotee, even if a spiritual master sometimes corrects us, then sometimes devotee thinks, why my Guru Maharaj is so heavy to me, isn't it? Why so heavy? I think he's so heavy. He's not so heavy. He can see the impurities in the heart. So these impurities, Krishna has given a very nice formula, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Dharpan Majnam, Bhav Mahadava Nivarpanam, Shaikar of Chandrika Vitarnam, Vidyavadu Jivanam. The mind has to be purified. It's very simple. We can purify the mind with what process? The process is there. It's a jnana and a vijnana, sahitam, Krishna explained in Gita. This philosophy is not simply a jnana. Sometimes devotees say, Prabhu, we have to be practical. Well, what do you think? The Krishna consciousness is not practical? Shishirada Gokulanji ki jai, Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, Gaurnita Ashila Prabhupada ki jai. Sometimes devotees, you heard, they say, well, we have to be practical. Yes, what does mean practical? Krishna consciousness is practical. The knowledge which is given, it is practical. Jnana and vijnana. The only process is we have to follow. If we follow the instructions of Krishna, these 12 chapters is given. We have to follow. An act of devotion, we have to follow. And what do we do follow when we do follow? How do we follow? Practical. Prabhupada, I was listening to one lecture of Prabhupada. He says, science, what does the science mean? Science means there's a knowledge and then you do practical. They teach you, if you do hydrogen and oxygen, it produces water, you go to the laboratory, first is theory there, and then you go practical, you do it. You do practical. You know anybody who does chemistry? I never liked chemistry when I was young anyway. But I know the students who taken chemistry, they have some bottles, they're trying to mix some chemicals, they're doing practical. So theoretical is told to us, you so go and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then what do you do? Then do we do practical. We chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, and that purify our heart. And the quicker we, if we follow, avoid offenses, follow the regulative principles, in the association of devotees. In the association of devotees, we practice Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, then eventually we'll see, because Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayota Janati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Jayadahetukam. Jnana and Vairagya immediately. Jnana and Vairagya. We see it's so difficult, like we all are sitting here, it's so, we don't, you know, we follow four regulative principles, we follow the, we don't eat onion, garlic, and so many other things. For us it's nothing. But ordinary people, they think, my God, you don't watch television, you don't go to cinema, you don't take any intoxication, we should not lie. And, you know, all these things, it's very difficult for ordinary people. But devotee is happily doing it, because it's, for us it's nothing. But further, this is gross. Four regulative principle, which we follow at the time of promise to the spiritual master in the association of devotees, this is gross. Subtle. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ankar, matsarata. False ego. Now this is real. This is the real work starts. I don't know if you go to Himalayas, when you go to trekking to Kedarnath or Gangotri, you can't carry so much bags with you. If you do carry, then you can't make it. It's so difficult. So similarly, if you got a bag of false ego, one bag of false ego, one bag of, you know, the anger, and one bag of, you know, all sorts of bags on our back, and we are trying to, you know, going on the up the Himalayas, on the mountains, you can't. And if you go to Gangotri to tracking to the glacier, and there's a limit, they say no, you can't, you can only carry this much. Otherwise you can't make it. They don't allow you to carry more bags. So similarly, if you want to progress toward Krishna consciousness, then these bags has to be practically, what is the, off the back? What is the right English? You know, after 30 years still, like, still is a foreign language to me. So, huh? Yeah, offload. You have to unload, yes. You have to unload these bags. Then we can feel, we can very swiftly go toward Krishna. We can very swiftly advance in Krishna consciousness if we work on these things. Because here, Pandavas, so much insult, toleration power. That's why everything is given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given in this one verse, all these Pandavas, they experienced all these torture and all this toleration and all these sufferings. Pranadapi sunichena tararupi sahishna amaninamandin kitniya sadhari. These are the things we have to work on. And never be disheartened. Krishna explained, don't worry about the result. It takes time. This is not something ordinary we are practicing. We are practicing Krishna consciousness. We are trying to capture the heart of Krishna. Do you think it is so easy to capture Krishna? Yashoda suffered to capture Krishna. And do you think that with our dirty heart we can ask Krishna to sit down? Somebody comes to our home, what do we do? If very important person is coming to our home, what do? We specially arrange this house to be very nice, neat and clean. And as you think, you know, like, I don't know if you know this, whenever any minister comes to Vrindavan, on that day, municipality in Vrindavan, they clean all the roads, they decorate everything. Oh, why are you doing it? Oh, there's a such minister is coming. And if it's a prime minister is coming, you can imagine what they do. They really make it very neat and clean. So he doesn't see any dirtiness, he doesn't see anything. So similarly, when we want to invite Krishna to our heart, we have to clean our heart. We are inviting somebody, such a special person, and do you think that we can just come and okay, come to my dirty house? No, our heart has to be cleansed. And we never disheartened. You know this, anybody knows how long it takes walnut, if you plant a tree of walnut? Do you know how long it takes to give you fruit? 12 years. I told this story before. There's one guy, he planted one bamboo, and he was watering the bamboo and watering and watering, and this bamboo was nothing happening, just dry little one piece of bamboo in the soil. And he was watering it, and whoever, his friend or whoever, he asked, such a fool person, you're watering this little bamboo stick. It's not even giving anything. It's not even sprouting. He kept waking water and water and water for 5 years. For 5 years he kept watering. And after 5 years, what happens? Within 6 weeks, the bamboo grows 90 feet. This is called Chinese bamboo. If you take a Chinese bamboo, it takes 5 years just to water the Chinese bamboo. And what does the Chinese bamboo do? It spreads all his roots. He spreads roots. And then within the period of 6 weeks, it goes up to 90 feet. That's exact principle applies. You see, reading when we are distributing books, what does he mean distributing books? Prabhupada told very clear, we must read, otherwise we don't know what's in the books. We should sell books on the merits of the books. When I studied economics, when I done master's economics in the marketing, one thing I was taught that we should, if you want to be a successful salesman, we should sell the product on the merits of the product. Because if you sell the product on the merit of product, you can never fail. And that's exactly we should sell this. These books are not ordinary books. These books are for humanity at large. I tell you a very quick story. My son Varun, he told me this last week. A boy started working with him. He's from a very nice Sikh family. So he started working, so he knows that this boy has got Chika, and you know, he doesn't know who he is. He thought he's a Hindu, that's all. So one day they were talking, and he started talking to him. He said, you know what, the way in the, you know, very English accent, like they speak, the children these days speak, you know, I don't know how they speak anyway, the bro and all sorts of words, the slang they use. So he speaks in a slang language. Varun can speak. I can't even utter the word. You know, I can't even speak English properly yet. so he said in slang language, he said, you know what? I love this Hinduism. You know, I love this. This is so brilliant. You know, even I'm from a Sikh family. And he said, but I have got one book I have read. This book is the best book in the entire world. What did he say? What did he say? I repeat the word. He said, this book is the best book in the entire world. He said, this book I will lend you. I said, give. He said, then he read this book. Then he said, actually, Varun, I have given this book to one of my other friend to read it. When he finishes, I will lend you the book. He said, oh, okay. He said, there is nothing like that in the whole world. He said, I read so many other books. When he said like this, he said, oh, what's the name of the book? He said, the book is called King of Knowledge. So Varun didn't say anything, you know. So he said, oh, okay. So then he said, so he wanted to preach to him. Then they met together. He said, he on the computer, he said, oh, is this the book? He said, yeah. This man, Prabhupada, oh, what he written. You know, he was glorifying Prabhupada. And then Varun said, well, this is our guru you're talking about. So Varun is handing over more books to him. He said, okay, I want to read more. He said, yes, I will bring books to you, for you. Now, he got somewhere from one of you who is distributing books on the street. This is the power of book distribution. Then there's another gentleman over there, Englishman. He works for, I know, what's his name? Zach? There's another gentleman. And he knew Varun is from Hare Krishna. And one day Varun gave him a Bhagavad Gita as a gift. So this Zach, he didn't preach to him. He didn't, because, you know, he knew how to, he just gave him a gift. He said, okay, take that. So he didn't say anything for 2 months. Month or 2 months. So he didn't talk anything about Krishna, nothing at all. Then this Zach come up after month or 2 months. He said, Varun, this book is out of the world. He said, I have read Quran, I have read all the other religions, I have read Bible, I have read so many other things. But he said, there is nothing like that, this Gita, Bhagavad Gita. And guess what he done? Because he's a writer himself. He wants to write a book on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. And then he says, you know, your blue boy, now he calls Krishna blue boy. So they this is how Prabhupada books are making devotees. We don't think that devotees joining temple, only they are devotees. That's another misconception. The devotees is anywhere, sthanasthita. Stay wherever you are. Prabhupada never told them, right? Sthanasthita. Prabhupada said only very few people will join temple. Devotees did ask Prabhupada, will the whole world will become devotees? Prabhupada said, no, it's not possible. Then Prabhupada said, Brahmanade kon bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna kripa paye bhakti lata bhish. Then they asked Prabhupada, he said, very fortunate people will take this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. His Holiness Kira Swami, my Guru Maharaj, he said, I recently heard, he said he was, he met actually one of the son of Srila Prabhupada. And actually Prabhupada's own son, he became communist. But when he met Prabhupada, he said, you know what? He said to Guru Maharaj, he said, actually my father, what did he say? Yeah, he said, actually my father is like a Kashyap Muni. And we become like a Hiranyakashipu. And then he said, but your father was like a Hiranyakashipu, but you have become like a Prahlad Maharaj. So this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada explained, when devotee asked that, will everybody will become? Prabhupada said, no. Then Prabhupada said, will they join? Prabhupada said, no. Very few will join the temple. But the main purpose of that is, we join when we become devotees. Only very few people will become, join the temple, will become devotees. But temple, opening temple is actually let the ordinary people come in and they become skritivan. That's how Prabhupada used the word skritivan. They will take somehow some sort of piety. They'll come. Why? That's why Prabhupada opened a Juhu temple. because it's a business hub. So people are living in hotels. So they can come and stay in a hotel in our facilities in our Juhu temple, and then they can take prasad over there. They can attend Mangalati or aartis of Krishna, and some others they take some sort of Krishna consciousness with them. This is the purpose of Krishna conscious movement. Like Prabhupada says, when Prabhupada was leaving the body, he was still translating his books. One very important instruction he given. He's talking about sense gratification. Root cause in the material world is sense gratification. And how we can purify our heart from the sense gratification is, he said, always, Prabhupada used the word, he said, we should remain in the association of devotees. This is the most important thing. Association of devotees is very important. As long as we remain in the association of devotees, it's like a green mango. Mango is green, is bitter, not very nice. Our position is simply like a green mango. So if we just stay attached to the tree, then what happens to the mango? What happens? He eventually becomes nice yellow, becomes very sweet. And that's exactly how Krishna consciousness is. We should enthusiastically, in the association of devotees, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and study Prabhupada books regularly. Listening Prabhupada, listening other devotees, and try to distribute whatever little we learn about Krishna consciousness, distribute with others, so the world can be benefited. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.